Mini episode 183 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by The Sports Train, the finest pure sports talk show on both terrestrial and internet radio. Follow them on the web at thesportstrain.net.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Part 3 of our NFC preview for 2012. Whit Morris and Kyle Ross breaking it down here for you in the lounge. And we start with a little Dirty South action here at the ATL. And I think the pick for both of us to win the NFC South could be termed straight out of Buckhead.
Yes. Interesting for me that about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, I was really going to go out on a limb in this division. Let's talk about the NFC South here.
Okay.
There's never been a repeat division champion in the history of this division since realignment in 02. As a matter of fact, the amount of worst to first finishes were incredible. And it happened almost every year where not only was there no repeat division champion, but the last place team came up and won the division. The Saints that were, believe it or not, the year before they won the Super Bowl were an 8-8 last place team. The last 2 years have seen that trend break. Yet, at the same time, you can certainly make the case that those two teams, the previous last place finisher, was the most improved team the following year. Tampa Bay, remember me 2 years ago?
Yep.
I shocked the world and said this team would make the playoffs at 9-7. They did not make the playoffs, but they finished 10-6.
Yeah.
They regressed. That was a clear regression last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was as high last year on Carolina as basically anyone with bringing Newton to the fold. I mean, they only won one game the year previous, so they had a lot of room to grow, obviously.
Yep.
And they won, what, six, I think?
Yeah.
Last year they won six, and there's a lot of hype around them this year. So certainly there's a lot of good things you could say about Tampa Bay coming in this year, but I'm going to see this trend not – I think Tampa Bay, for the first time ever, you're going to see a team stay in last place in consecutive seasons in the NFC South. But back to what you said with Atlanta, I'm clearly going against last year's division champion, Saints.
Yes.
So, I mean, you want to talk about a team, the easiest last year division winner to pick against this year is the Saints with the Bounty Gate stuff. So that left me, then, with Atlanta.
They're last year's Bears of this year.
Yeah. So that left me, I mean, there's a lot of great pieces there, Drew Brees, obviously, but just with that situation, it's not going to end well.
Right.
So that left me with two teams, Atlanta and Carolina, to pick to win the division this year. I hate the Atlanta Falcons. This might shock you, and I think
not,
it does.
Not personally, but...
No, actually, as a fan, I hate all
these... And here I was going to... Me and Matty Ice, we're going to welcome you to the Falcons bandwagon, which you know I've been on for the last 2 years.
You have been, and there have been a lot on there in your circles. But I hate all the Atlanta sports teams. Here's the thing. There's a couple ways to look at the Smith, Ryan, Dimitrov, who, by the way, I'm surprised you'd pick be on a bandwagon of a guy with the last name of Dimitrov. It's like the third Bolshevik. That's a little too communist for you, by the way.
I heard that he turned pro-American like Nikolai Volkov.
Okay, yes, American Express. Don't leave home without it. Yes. But I wanted to go Carolina so bad to win this division, Ricky, as I continue to rant aimlessly here. I love Cam Newton. But ultimately, at the end of the day, when I look at Atlanta's roster and I look at Carolina's roster, Atlanta's a superior roster. Now, the Falcons have zero playoff wins under Smith and Ryan. They've, interesting note, before this team came into the league, or before this team came into the league, pardon me, before Smith and Ryan came to the Falcons, this team had never won, had back-to-back winning seasons in its history.
Right.
They started in the early 60s. You know this. A lot of your listeners probably know that. They've had four straight winning seasons with Smith as the coach, Ryan as the QB. No playoff wins.
Yeah.
And the time is ticking. And part of me wanted to say, okay, you know, you got to pick against these playoff teams. from a year ago. I don't like the Saints. Let me get rid of the Falcons, too. But ultimately, they're going to win the division. I think this is a year they make a deep run. They'll win a playoff game this year. I'm going to go on the record and say they win a playoff game. You thought it was unfair last year when I called out Mike Smith and said his job is on the line this year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand by that remark. It's not a fair society we live in. He was very pigheaded last year with the fourth and one play calling.
Yeah, he was.
He screwed himself in the Saints game, and he was so arrogant that he screwed himself again in the Giants playoff game. They got annihilated.
Right.
And you just kind of wonder about this team. Do they have a championship makeup? They have a good home field advantage. They'll be fine. I've got them 11-5. And that's basically my NFC South breakdown in a nutshell.
Maybe the best 1-2 punch at wide receiver in the league.
Julio Jones, a lot of people think he's going to break out huge.
Yeah, I think he really is. And again, I look at Atlanta, and it's just the whole Nick Gilbert thing. What's not to like? I mean, they got an excellent team.
Something tells me you're going to have Atlanta in the conference NFC Championship game.
I actually am not, spoiler alert, but they will win a playoff game.
Okay,
they will do that.
They'll be in contention for a bye. I don't have them with a bye. I've got Philadelphia and Green Bay with the two byes.
On Carolina, I'm looking at a lot of the same things that you are. I got them picked 9-7, although missing the playoffs. But I want to do my best if I can here, if I'm being accurate. And a tribute to the late, great Tim Russert, the way that he would throw something back at somebody. Isn't it true that... Now, I go back a year ago when you and I were doing this thing here, and you're picking Carolina, it seems to me, for reasons... You seem to cite the exact opposite in terms of Detroit. You can't expect another jump forward with MRS from the Detroit Lions. Am I remembering that conversation?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, and so you're going against what you said to me at that time. Please explain.
Cam Newton. I just think that this
Matt
guy...
Matt Stafford.
I'm going to say something that I don't think you agree with. I think Newton's better than Stafford.
I think they're neck and neck, but
I think it's close, but I don't see Matt... Here's the thing. Ceiling. I don't see Stafford ever maturing into an MVP-type candidate. I see Cam Newton as a potential league MVP down the line.
You don't see a guy that threw for 5,000 yards being an MVP candidate?
No.
Haven't been a lot of those in the history of the league.
I think it's dependent on that... I mean, he's got... Can you imagine if Cam Newton had Calvin Johnson?
Well, he would have 3,000 yards last year, yeah.
In a game, okay? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, Stafford's a fine quarterback, a top 5-7 quarterback. I just think Cam Newton is a potential MVP, not this year, but down the road.
Okay.
Carolina's my surprise playoff pick in the NFC.
Okay.
I admit, I really liked it a lot more 2 months ago. It's tough to go with them over the Giants and the Lions, I know, but the bottom line is this. I needed new playoff blood.
Okay.
And Carolina, I know that the critics are going to say, well, they were behind in games, and Newton especially, picked up a lot of yardage in garbage time.
Mm-hmm.
They outgained almost every opponent last year. They led in almost every game last year.
Yep.
They just were a young team with a first-year head coach that didn't know how to close. They could have been even better than 6-10 last year. And... that's why I'm picking him to make the jump.
Okay.
And Ron Rivera is a defensive coach. They had a ton of starts lost to injury last year, particularly on the defensive side of the ball where they were horrific. I think Rivera can repair that defense, and that's how I'm going to attempt to talk you into the fact that I believe the Carolina Panthers will make the playoffs.
He's been a very good head coach in waiting for many years now. He finally got the opportunity last year. It's made the most of it, certainly. Also, and in my two drafts, personally, by the way, I put my money where my mouth is. I also own him in my keeper league. Brandon LaFell, an excellent sleeper in fantasy football this year. That will just expand the Carolina passing game even more. That brings us to New Orleans in third place. I got them 8-8. I think you said 7-9.
That seems low, I know, for people. Given the personnel, this is all about bounty gate in the coaching situation for me.
Yeah, and not only that, they lost an all-pro offensive lineman because of Drew Brees' greed this past offseason. It wasn't exactly the whole Nick Lidstrom, take a little less so that we can hang on to our talent here. Drew Brees was like, I'm going to take every last penny. And that's fine, but when he gets knocked on his ass an additional 20 times this year, he might perhaps think about whether it might be nice to have another all-pro bodyguard out there. So there are situations here. Again, defensively, they brought in a man that I much admire, Steve Spagnuolo, to be their defensive coordinator. They have less parts out there defensively, obviously, this year. But I think he'll get more out of them than they got last year. It'll be uneven. I think they're going to lose some close games. I think it's going to be kind of sloppy and uneven. And then for as much rallying around as they're going to tell you they're going to do because of...
They've been through that act before. Like, it's not going to be...
And, yeah, everything, yeah.
I mean, our heart goes out to those folks. Let's say that right now.
It does. And, you know, Hurricane Ike battering the poor folks of Tina, Louisiana, from what I was told late last week. But, yeah, no, that was... it's a horrible situation. But the Saints, yeah, they're just... I don't see it.
One thing I wanted to go back with Carolina, half of their losses last year by 7 points or less, just so you know. Teams that lose a lot of close games one year, typically the ball bounces the other way the next. Okay. New Orleans, it comes down to one thing. The loss of Sean Payton.
Yep.
I'm going to point to a very random game last year in the regular season that'll provide an excellent segue to the other team we need to talk about here, Tampa Bay. The Saints were a pretty strong-looking road favorite last year when they went into Tampa, kind of early to mid-season. It was, I'll get the exact week here in just 1 second as I pull up the old handy-dandy schedule. It was week number six. And the Bucs were 3-2 hosting New Orleans, who probably had a similar record. Tampa Bay beat New Orleans that day, 26-20. Why am I referencing that game? Not a lot of people remember this, but Sean Payton, I believe on the first drive of that game, was injured.
That's right.
The coach
was
injured. There was an errant play, and someone was tackling to his legs, and he couldn't coach. New Orleans lost to a Tampa Bay team that, after that, didn't win again.
Right.
And they're going to miss Payton. You know, people say, oh, Drew Brees, he'll pick up the slack. To some degree, yes, but he can't coach.
That coach on the field thing is insulting. The notion that teams don't need a coach.
I mean, it worked to a degree with Peyton Manning when Caldwell was the coach, but it only worked to a degree. I mean, they didn't reach the success they did on
this. This is in 1966, and he's not Bill Russell, okay? Yeah. It's a different day and age.
Yeah, it is. And I just don't think he can overcome the... I mean, I think the loss of Peyton is huge. I think it's underplayed, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And 7-9 may seem low, but the New Orleans Saints, I will guarantee you... Remember, here's my thing. Last year, I guaranteed the Bengals would win more than five games. I guarantee you the New Orleans Saints don't make the playoffs.
I would agree with that, and this year we'll make one more sad chapter for the forthcoming Sean Payton memoirs, Prescription for Disaster.
Oh no, come on! Hold on 1 second here. I gotta say one more thing.
You gonna try to one up me?
Yeah, no, not at all. I'm just gonna toot my own horn here.
Right.
As far as the futures, over unders here, I just wanted to talk about that.
All right,
Atlanta, is it 9? Sounds like we both
really.
That's
over.
You know what?
Over like Rover.
You know what? I almost like all three of these that we've talked. I've only recommended two so far.
Okay.
Baltimore under 10, Minnesota under 6. I'm not going to go huge with the Falcons over 9 because I don't like them.
We got to both be way over on Carolina.
They're 7.5. I have
okay.
10.
I got them in 9.
That's one of my favorites.
All right.
Okay. And then one of my favorites. This may be my favorite. New Orleans under 10.
Oh,
they've got New Orleans at 10. That's
a gimme.
Yeah, that might be my favorite. New Orleans under 10. Minnesota under 6 is still really generous.
Yeah, that's true.
But Minnesota under 6 and New Orleans under 10 seem like my two favorites.
Where do they got Tampa Bay at?
Probably 6, which is where I have them.
I'd be surprised.
6 right at.
Oh, I got them at 6, and I just assumed I was being a little more generous than a lot of folks.
Look, we've seen I talked about the beginning of the last. Craig Schiano, I didn't really like that hire.
Mm-hmm.
Freeman's got to learn a new system. I think they were pretty good free at making some acquisitions. I mean, look, I thought Raheem Morris somewhat got a raw deal. He was 10-6 his first year, completely overachieved, and 4-2 through his first 6 games. Let's do the math here.
Yeah.
That's 14-8. Yeah, 14-8 the first 22 games with Tampa Bay.
But in the end, he was a guy, his undoing was that he was a guy who made Romeo Crennel look like a taskmaster.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like that stats are for losers, right? Although I completely disagree. I just love when a coach just real arrogantly says something like that. But the only stat that mattered for him ultimately was that he lost his last 10 games. That's where wheels come off. You know, the car situation.
I got another stat for you. Cousin Raheem has been before age 40.
Well, yeah, I mean, he'll get something else, but Tampa Bay, to me, I just can't. There's just not a lot to get excited about with this team.
No, there's not. I mean, they're solid at a lot of positions, but not really exciting.
Freeman regressed horribly last year.
I think he'll...
I like them at running back with Doug Martin and LeGarrette Blount. Good running back combo.
That is good. Vincent Jackson is an excellent addition. Mike Williams is supposedly looking more like the old Mike Williams.
I've got
Tampa
Bay winning the division now. I think they're taking... I think this is going to be a real tough division next year. I think it's going to be...
That's true.
I think it's going to be... I think it'll be like the best division in the league next year.
Oh, it's going to be a prison war in 2013.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Yeah, I mean,
Jackson, Jim's galore. And
yeah.
we saw on Breaking Bad this week what that looks like. Stab.
Exactly, because Atlanta will still be contender. Carolina, another year with Newton. New Orleans, Peyton's back, and then Tampa Bay, year improved.
We're calling it right now. 2013 AFC South, the greatest division in the history of the NFL. Lock it.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.